plethora of Acts this evening. And we're going to try to keep it moving, and all the performers are kind of ready to snap to and make that happen. But we're going to start this evening with Mr. Ed, accompanied by Joe, and he's going to get us a little bit in the singing mood just to get started.
All week long, we've been songs have been introduced to us, and so, you know, bear with me a little bit while I introduce this song. Karen and I are first comers to Holden Village, and we were a little apprehensive when we were getting ready for this 2 weeks, because we were told that there were warm days and there were cool evenings. So we packed our jeans and our shorts, our t-shirts and our sweatshirts, our sweaters and our bathing suits for the jacuzzi. We had wool socks and cotton socks, and hiking shoes and sandals and slippers and a robe to go down the hall, and last, our pajamas. However, during our first day, it snowed here, and the second day, on Sunday, it rained all day, and the rest of the week has been pretty warm. But how did that change our sleeping wear that we had? The first night, Karen borrowed my heavy wool socks because her feet got cold, and later on the week, I abandoned my blanket. So, well, the point of my story is that the sleepwear here at Holden Village reminded me of a scouting song that I'm going to teach you. It is all about how you change your sleepwear to fit the changing seasons. And that we've had during 1 week here at Holden Village. Now, you all know the melody of Glory, Glory, Hallelujah. Is there anyone here who doesn't know the melody of Glory, Glory, Hallelujah? And then I will read through the words. My new best friend, Joe, is going to be accompanying me. And we're going to sing it through twice. So here is the name of the song is Pink Pajamas. I wear my pink pajamas in the summer when it's hot. I wear my pink pajamas in the winter when it's not. Sometimes in the springtime and sometimes in the fall, I jump between the sheets with nothing on at all. Okay, now everybody got this? You ready, Joe? I wear my pink pajamas in the summer when it's hot. I wear my pink pajamas in the winter when it's not. Sometimes in the springtime, sometimes in the fall, I jump between the sheets with nothing on at all. Glory, glory, hallelujah. It's what's it to you? Glory, glory, what's it to you? Glory, glory, what's it to you? With nothing on at all. One more. I wear my pink pajamas in the summer when it's hot. I wear my pink pajamas in the winter when it's not. Sometimes in the springtime, sometimes in the fall, I jump between the sheets with nothing on at all. Glory, glory, what's it to ya? Glory, glory, what's it to ya? Glory, glory, what's it to ya? With nothing on at all.
I'll talk about your talent. This young lady, Lilia Thayer, was up here a couple of weeks ago with her school from Chelan, and the community was so wowed that we brought her back. And we're going to have a violin duet with Lily and her mother Elizabeth Thayer. Please welcome them.
Thank you.
Next, this evening, we're truly blessed to have the daughter of the Dalai Lama here. Mari Schramm is going to bless us with a reading. Okay, I got to put my glasses back. Oh, come on up, Mari. Please welcome Mari Schramm.
Little Abigail and the Beautiful Pony. There once was a girl named Abigail who was taking a drive through the country with her parents when she spied a beautiful, sad-eyed, gray and white pony. And next to it was a sign that said, "For sale, cheap." "Oh," said Abigail, "may I have that pony? May I, please?" And her parents said, "No, you may not." And Abigail said, "Oh, but I must have that pony." And her parents said, "Well, you can't have that pony, but you can have a nice butter pecan ice cream cone when we get home." And Abigail said, "I don't want a butter pecan ice cream cone. I want that pony. I must have that pony." And her parents said, "Be quiet and stop nagging. You're not getting that pony." And Abigail said, "If I don't get that pony, I'll die." And her parents said, "You won't die. No child has ever died yet from not getting a pony." And Abigail felt so bad that when she got home, she went to bed, and she couldn't eat, and she couldn't sleep, and her heart was broken. And she did die, all because of the pony that her parents wouldn't buy. And this is a very good story to tell to your folks when they won't buy you something you want.
This one's made me a little nervous all night. Rose and Chuck, please work your way up here. We have our first of, I think it's a voice duet, and with Rose and Chuck. And so please welcome Rose and Chuck.
Secret of comedy here at Holden Village?
No, Chuck. What is the secret of comedy?
Timing. No. Ask me again, Rose. Ask me again.
Chuck, what is the what is the secret of comedy here at Holden
Timing.
Village?
Timing. No. Ask me again. Ask me again, Rose.
Chuck, what is the secret of comedy here at Holden Village?
Comedy. No. Ask me again, Rose.
Chuck, what is the secret of... Chuck, are you listening?
What, Rose?
Chuck, what is the secret of comedy here at Holden Village?
No, ask me again.
Okay. Chuck, what is it?
What is it? Yes.
What is it, Chuck?
What is it?
What is it, Chuck?
Yes, what is it? What is it?
What is it, Chuck?
Yes, what is it, Rose?
Meta.
Rose, I guess I don't know the secret of comedy here at Holden Village.
It's timing, Chuck. It's timing.
Thank you, Rose.
Okay, that went a lot better than I thought. It's all about timing. It's all about timing. I'm going to invite, I had a chance to see this act earlier, and it's going to take just a few minutes to set up, but please welcome the Junior Miners.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with Chinatown. They were chopping them up, they were chopping them down. It's an ancient Chinese art, and everybody knew their part. From a fainting to a slip, and a kicking from the hip. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. Yeah. But they fought with on. We took a bow and made a stand. Started swaying with the hand. A sudden motion made me skip. Now we're into a brand new trip. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they did it with expert timing. Oh yeah.
I thought all day while I was working on this that that was the one act I didn't want to follow. You guys were great. It's funny, I thought we had more than four junior minors. Just four? Okay. There were more than four junior minors there. Okay, so the person I selected was Laurel Jampgard, and actually Laurel's going to do two songs for us, and the first one's going to be a Beanie Sing, and this is a great introduction because tomorrow night after supper, we're going to do the first Beanie Sing in the dining room, so we thought this would be a great introduction. Please help me welcome Laurel Jampgard.
While I set up for a moment here. So this isn't really a Beanie song. This is one I wrote that is in the same genre back in 92 when I was on staff. Is that good? The guitar? And it's kind of about what may actually be kind of a false idol in my life. It's It's about the snack bar. Others may have that same issue. I need a little help with this song. There's a place where I talk about some of the great flavors that are served at this snack bar, and I need a little help from the audience. What are your favorite flavors? Okay, what's one over here?
Maple nut.
Maple nut. Okay, when I point at you, you have to say maple nut really loud. Okay, one over here?
Death by chocolate.
Oh, okay. There we go. When I point at you, are you going to be ready? Okay, and one over here? Oh, I'm sorry. Raspberry cheesecake. All right, okay. I'll add Goo Goo Cluster in there somehow because it is my favorite. Okay. And this is really a true story. When I was a little bitty kid, just up off of the floor, we used to go up to Holden Village every summer or four. We'd eat lentil loaf and egg caca, and boy, that honey went far. Best darn thing about Holden Town was the good old snack bar. It was 9 feet tall and 30 feet wide, smelled like a chocolate lover's dream. It was built in the days of the mining town and has dished out tons of ice cream. It serves 8 flavors and 5 kinds of pop, hot fudge above par. We didn't get any burgers, but we ate a lot of at the Holden snack bar. After Vespers, we'd mosey back and get into a line. Mom, Pa would talk about the weather and I'd just bide my time. I'd count the steps, scope out the flavors, wishing upon a star. The next thing I knew, I'd be eating like a pig inside the old snack bar. It was 9 feet tall and 30 feet wide and smelled like a chocolate lover's dream. It was built in the days of the mining town and has dished out tons of ice cream. It serves 8 flavors and 5 kinds of pop, hot fudge above par. We didn't get any burgers, but we ate a lot of at the Holden snack bar. Well, I love the sauna. I love the creek. I love that jacuzzi too. I've been fishing in the lakes, hiking down the trails, and doing crafty things with glue. Ooh. That's homage to the original author of the song. Anyway, and if I ever had to make a choice, I'd say it near and far, that I'd trade them all, plus Wes's pool hall, for that good old snack bar. It was 9 feet tall and 30 feet wide, smelled like a chocolate lover's dream. It was built in the days of the mining town, and it's dished up tons of ice cream. It serves 8 flavors and 5 kinds of pop, hot fudge above par. We didn't get any burgers, but we ate a lot of... Oh, yeah. At the Holden snack bar. So the second one here is an original song of my own, and I read a book last year from the perspective of the ugly stepsister in the Cinderella tale, and I thought, you know, I think at least one of those ugly stepsisters needs a song, so this is that song. Cinderella, she gave me the blues.
set yourself free. I decided to leave this town, live a tale of my own. Maybe I'll kiss a cute little frog, or learn to love dancing alone. From the wrong side of a fairy tale, I live and learn like you. Don't close the book up on me yet, Hannah.
You know, I'm convinced the two best audiences in the world are at Holden Village and at the nursing home. I work at the nursing home, and, you know, they actually like me there. I don't know what that says about you guys, but please welcome Larry and Janice Gockel.
Which we selected a little bouquet from. So we'll be playing you first the song about the iris, which are blooming now, and then carnations. And since this book is in Dutch and in French, there's another flower called an amaranth or a duitsenschoen, which we have no idea what it is. If anybody knows what that is in English, I'd like to hear about it afterwards.
And these are actually by a French composer from the Baroque period, Michel Delavigne. And so, since we're doing Baroque music, some of you will see that I put my hand differently on the bow, and everybody always asks, so I'll explain it now. That in the Baroque period, the style was to hold the bow much higher up here, and it gives a totally different feel to the bow. So whenever I'm playing, and Larry's playing recorder, I tend to use the bow up here.
Thank you.
Dane to join me. I also play in a folk group, but it's a folk group that reads music. And so I don't have them all memorized, but there's one lovely waltz that I really enjoy. it's called Ashokan Farewell. And some of you will recognize the tune. It was very much the background piece in the Civil War series Roots.
Our next piece is a song entitled All the Things You Are by Alexandra Schwartz, and again accompanied by Joe on the piano. Please help me welcome Alexandra and Joe.
That light a star The dearest things I know are what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you, and someday you'll know that moment divine when all the things you are, all the things you are, all the things you are mine.
I'm going to invite Marty Haugen and the choir to come up.
Nor depth, nor all of creation can enter.
Yeah, I'd move it back just a little. But not much, Mario. We'll get there, Marty. We'll get there. You'll figure it out in a minute. No? No. A lot of you had never guessed that I actually was in a country western band. Never been the most popular form of music here at Holden Village. Actually, when I was here in the late 80s, we had two working bands. The other working band had a much better name, and they were kind of a rock and roll band. And actually, there's a picture of them under, I think, 1987. They went by the name Twisted Scripture. Actually, Gary Sontum was a member of that band, and Gary will be out here a little bit later. But we had a country western band. It was actually started, first of all, by a guy that was here at the Village. His name is Steve Kramer. Steve, 6'10", and kind of a radical sort of guy, and as a business manager, I was pretty suspect from the beginning. My office used to be upstairs of the hotel right next to the men's bathroom, and because it was right above the locker and right next to the men's bathroom. It was the room nobody wanted. My favorite artist was the gentle giant Don Williams. A lot of people don't know who Don is, but Steve Kramer did. And he was walking by the hallway and he said, "Don Williams, I must be okay." And I was so impressed that this guy thought that I was okay, I went out and bought a Don Williams songbook. Now, it's probably important to remember that I'd never played the guitar before I came to Holden. So what I did was learned all the Don Williams songs in the songbook, and we started a band. And that band was called Carrie Lou Love and the Nashville Romantics. The odd part of it is the four or five members of that band, none of us had ever been to Nashville. But we played in some different venues, and we actually got to play here once to a full village. The village was full. It was the 4th of July. There were over 400 people in the village, and there was a variety show, and Carrie Lou Love and the Nashville Romantics were asked to play. Well, here's the kind of story on this deal, though. The band was made up of very, very talented musicians. When we started playing music, they wouldn't mic my guitar or my voice. Not yet, Lisa, not yet. So anyway, when we'd start, they'd have the person on the soundboard would turn down the guitar and my mic, but they'd let me talk, and I'd say to the rest of the band, I'd say, "Well, what am I in charge? Well, what do I get to do in this band?" And they said, "Kent, you're in charge of showmanship." That sounds good. It took me about a year to realize that meant that I got to set up and tear down the equipment. Thank you. eventually I'm going to need this first note. So anyway, it's the 4th of July. It's a dynamite show. Village is packed. We're up here. We're set up on the stage. And I lean over to Steve Kramer, and I say, you know, you guys never turn on the mic on my guitar or my voice here. And so I said, I might just do the chorus of this song, Acapulco.
What do you mean, acapella, Ken? That's acapella.
Acapella? Yeah, it is for real musicians. It's Acapulco to me. So anyway, I said, you know, I might just sing this thing. I might just sing this Acapulco. And Kramer said, you don't have the guts or the courage. So in front of 400 people with the band about to die, I did this. Honey, is that there? Honey, tonight, make it all right. Turn on your smile for me for a while. Take me away from where I have been. I know you love me, but love me over again. Likely as not, there's been better weather. Well, the weather's been okay. We're in C now, Marty. And I don't know what key that is, but it's C on my chart here. I feel real sure. We went to an F. There's been better time. Right here tonight. Are you playing that piano? With you all around me, I'm so glad you're mine. Honey, tonight, make it all right. Turn on your smile for me for a while. Take me up. Don't look at my guitar, Marty. Take me away from where I have been. Okay, well, you generally got the idea. Okay. Okay, Marty, maybe you could write this down. We're going to start out with a... Okay, here we go. Okay. You know, by the end of the concert, this is pretty much how it would get. Now, what I failed to mention is after I did that chorus, Acapulco, the band got up and left me there alone. So, anyway, it's 1995. I've been gone from the village a long time, and... And I'm going to make actually kind of my first visit back, and I find out at the time that I'm coming back that Jeannie and the Concubines are going to do a concert here, and a couple of these members used to be members of Carrie Lou Love and the Nashville Romantics, so I called up Jeannie and the are you back? Okay. And I thought we had professional musicians. Barb, I want to talk about the scheduling. Anyway, so it's 1995. I call up my good friend Dane here, and I say, are you guys going to be in the village? I'm going to be in the village at the same time. And hey, I understand Jeannie and the Concubines are going to play. And hey, would you like a Don Williams song? And Dane says, oh, yeah, sure, Ken. We'll work you into the act. No question. So I work on one song. And, because that's all they said they were going to let me do was one song. And, anyway, this is the tightest concert I have ever seen at Holden Village. I mean, Jeannie and the Concubines, Rolf Vegdahl was playing guitar and piano, and Dane was on guitar, and Jeannie was singing, and I forget the guy playing drums.
Bradley.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I didn't know him that well anyway. And but I'm telling you know, I don't know what you're laughing at, Marty. You know, in I'll just back up here a little bit. In 1989, when Carrie Lou Love and the Nashville Romantics were at their pretty much the high point of their career, our pianist left the village, and we used to do the coolest things here. We used to have garage dances in the old garage, not the new garage. The new garage didn't exist. In the old garage, we had. And in the middle of the winter, and we would do that. We would take our skis and we would ski up, and Chris Borges, who was the mechanic, would get a fire going in there. We'd get a fire going in there, and you know, Marty, it doesn't matter. It's not about the song. And anyway, we'd have these cool garage dances, and they got cooler when we had live music. So Carrie Lou Love and the Nashville Romantics would go up and play in the garage, and we'd actually set the piano. Electric piano, and people would sit up on the workbench, but we were without a pianist, and Marty Haugen was in the village, and he was kind of helping the village, or having us kind of go through now the feast and celebration, and so I said to Marty, I said, hey, Marty, would you, that's not even the funny part, I said, Marty, would you like to play keyboard for the band? And, you know, Carrie Lou Love and the Nashville Romantics. Now, you can just imagine how he looked at me. A country western band, and it's in the garage, and he's going to go skiing with his family. And he said, if you get a piano to that garage, I guess I'll play. And, well, what we used to do is bring the truck down and drop the loading gate, and we'd pick up the piano from Narnia, which was already frozen in the winter. And we'd load it on the truck, and we'd take it up to the garage. And so when Marty got back, we showed him the piano, and he was kind of impressed, and he went up there and played with Carrie Lou Love and the Nashville Romantics. No, it wasn't Now the Feast. And but here's the sad part. I mean, it went from him being pretty suspect to the whole deal to, you know, when we took our break, we were outside, and Marty was saying, I know the words to Back in the USSR. Let's do that one. Okay, so anyway, I come to play with Jeannie and the Concubines, and I'm telling you, it is the tightest concert. And if anybody knows Rolf Begdahl, Rolf doesn't, well, and I didn't bring a guitar, and Rolf has a really nice guitar, a Martin guitar, and I asked him if I could borrow his guitar, and he was a little nervous about that, and he wanted to make sure I was okay, and I actually practiced with the band, it went okay, and the concert's going really well, and then they invite me up, and Dane does a really nice introduction. You know, I think they called me the BM then, and then Jeannie called me the Big BM, which stood for business manager, so I get up there, and so I'm going to do this song, and I want you to know I've worked months on this song, because this is my first chance to play with Jeannie and the Concubines, and so I start out, and we had to count to five, one, two, three, four, and I told Rolf whenever we got to five, that's when I was going to start, so anyway, we start, Rolf counts one, two, three, four, five, and we, and anyway, I start out in the wrong key. And so I don't know what a key is exactly, but whatever it is, I'm in the wrong one. And so we stop, we're like three notes into this song, and Dane's giving me a note, so I finally get the right note. Are we ready? Count it down, Dave. One, two, three, four. First I get cold, then hot. Think I'm on fire, but I'm not. Oh, what a pain I've got. It must be love. There's nothing I can do. All that I want is you. Look what I'm go, da, da, da. And then, so we're through this, and I forgot the words. I didn't bring the words because I'd been practicing this song for months. For months I'd been practicing this song. And if you know Rolf Begdahl, he was on the piano behind me, and he was not happy. This concert was no longer tight. and the sad part is, the first time I was in the wrong key, and then I forgot the words, and then I forgot the words again. And actually, Meta Hansen was sitting in the front row, and she was laughing. There were tears coming down. I said, Meta, what are you laughing at? You've heard me play before. And then Dane, after the second time, Dane says, you know, Kent, maybe we ought to slow it down a little. I guess at that point I was a little hyper. And so I looked over at him, and I said, what's wrong, Dane? Having trouble keeping up?
Yeah.
So are we going to start on five and see if we can get through this, Dane?
Sure.
What?
Sure.
On five. Do I count or do you count?
You can count.
I count. Well, then how do I say five and sing at the same time? Okay, I won't say five. I'll just get started. Right. Okay. And Marty, we're starting with a G and then we're going to a C. Does this strap ever get in your way when you play? One, two, three, four. First I get cold, then hot. Think I'm on fire, but I'm not. Oh, what a pain I've got. It must be love. There's nothing I can do. All that I want is you. Look what I'm going through. It must be love. It must be love. It must be love. Fall like a sparrow, fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling. It must be love. Something is wrong, all right. I think of you all night. Can't sleep till morning light. It must be love. You in my dreams, holding you close to me. Oh, what else could it be? It must be love. It must be love. It must be love. Fall like a sparrow, fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling. It must be love. Oh, what a feeling. It must be love. Okay, I'm going to invite Jeannie Cappell to come up, we're going to switch gears here to actually real musicians and people who can play. These are great friends of mine, Dane Johnson and Jeannie Cappell, and after they left Holden, they actually came and lived with us for 6 months in Billings, Montana, 7 months in Billings, Montana. It just felt like four to me, Jeannie. Anyway, what was wonderful about having them live with us is that we had music every night. Dane actually also plays the hammer dulcimer, and he had the hammer dulcimer set up in the living room. And he made this bet with my daughter, Erin, and she played the violin, that they would both practice every day, I think for a half hour every day, and that they bet a pound of pistachios on this deal. And for 6 months, my daughter practiced, because she was not going to lose that pound of pistachios, and Dane played his hammer dulcimer in my living room for a half hour every night for 7 months, or close to 6 months. And then on the last night of the bet, Dane forgot to practice. Please welcome Jeannie and Dane.
You can stand up strong, be who you must be. You can cry out loud, get upset with me. You can be yourself, find your world anew. And as time will tell, I will still love you. And I want you to know, you can count on me. Like each moment in time, it will always be for as long as I live, and with all my might, all that I have to give, all my love, all my life. And when the days get long and the nights grow cold, and the lonesome wind tries to chill your soul, you can call my name, you can hold my hand. I have known the same, I will understand. And I want you to know, you can count on me. Like each moment in time, it will always be for as long as I live. And with all my might, all that I have to give, all my love, all my life. entwine in the midst of all. Grace and hope will shine, you will hear a call, and the world will turn, many things we'll see, as we love and learn who we're meant to be. And I want you to know, you can count on me, like each moment in time, it will always be, for as long as I live, and with all my might, all that I have to give, all my love, all my life, all my love, all my life.
Thank you. That song was written by a Minnesota songwriter named Pat Donahue, and Dane and I have done, one of the reasons we chose to sing it tonight is because we've done it in various forms with some different verses at a number of Holden weddings and Holden baptisms, so, and a number of folks in this room, so it seemed appropriate. As does this next song, written by my husband, it's one of those songs written by the strong silent type, and I need you, if you will, to go into your imaginations, and some of you don't have to imagine too far, to the last long table before you, full of a variety of luscious or not so dishes, and the Lutheran potluck in your wake. And we need to take you there, and I need your help, because before every good Lutheran potluck, you have to sing a good table grace. So we need four parts, if you will, of Be Present at Our Table, Lord. And the version we're going to do is Be Present at Our Table, Lord, be here and everywhere adored. These mercies bless and grant that we may feast in paradise with thee. Okay. Please.
Because you've had your eye on that last piece for maybe the last 10 minutes, and you want it probably as much as anybody, and you've only had two, and everybody else has had three or four, and by rights you're entitled to that last piece, but you don't get it because that dirty, rotten. Well, that's how it's been at our church in Lake Chelan with regard to a potluck, that numerous potlucks that happened over the course of many years. There was always this one little kid that would get in the front of the line, and at Lutheran potlucks there's always plenty of food, but there's always a few things that I think, at least especially myself, I have my eye on. But being the good Lutheran, I usually get into the back of the line and let people go in front of me, because I'm the good Lutheran. I usually let people take the last piece on the platter and so on and so forth. But under my breath, I'm just really ticked off, because that little boy that's been up in the front of the line, potluck after potluck, is going to take the food that I really want. So that inspired this song. It's called Foodstuffs. And we need you to sing the doxology, and please do it like this. You've been singing so wonderfully this week. We're doing it in the key of D.
Be present at our table, Lord. Be here and everywhere adored. These mercies bless and grant that we may paradise with thee. Jimmy is first in line. He is the first in line every time. He's eyeing all the food. Watering mouth, he's in a genuine food mood. Maximize place, space is priority one. Don't let the salads displace the good stuff. They can crowd out even the brown and serve bun. So one little spoonful is certainly enough. Macaroni surprise. In tuna hot dish are Jimmy's favorites. They put a twinkle in his eye. He attacks them with a gleeful vengeance. Dolloping from the bowl, Jimmy could lose control. Piling his plate with food higher, higher. 2, 3, 4 scoops, then 5. Mindless of those behind. Oh, goodness sakes alive. Oh, sweet Jesus, yes. Here I am in the back. Isn't that where all the good Lutherans should be? Politely seething inside. Wondering if some of the good stuff could be waiting for me at the head of the line. Instead of on plates like the gluttonous Jimmy's. Please, Lord, oh please, you got to come through this time. Please let there be something good left for me. Nietzsche was right, God is dead. All that is left are the dregs of salads, potato, 7-layer, 3-bean, pea peanut ambrosia in a watery whipped cream. I think, oh, what the heck, I'll take him by the neck and start to strangle him tighter, tighter. Jimmy, your day has come. You're lucky I'm the one, not Attila the Hun. I suffer in silence. Silence is the name of the game. I suffer in silence. Every potluck's the same. Next time I'll come prepared. I'll show up late and bring my favorite dish with. Jimmy will have no room to spare for even a taste of the wonderful thing I'll bring. Tater tot casserole.
Is Gary here? Oh, Gary is here. Okay, boy, I feel a lot better now. This is, first of all, for everybody that came before, just show your appreciation. This is our last group, and I've entitled it Gary Sontum and Friends. Gary is a longtime villager. In fact, I've never been to Holden Village and not have had Gary here. Actually, I visited last August for 3 days and to kind of talk about this summer, and I looked at my wife Linda and I said, you know, the one thing that doesn't feel right on our last day is that Gary Sontum wasn't here. And of course, Gary got off the bus that day. So I've never been at Holden Village without Gary Sontum, and a lot of the great music that happened at Holden Village came from Gary. So this is going to be our last group of the evening, and Gary, I'm going to let you sing 2, 3, or 4. You guys can play into midnight. These people will go home when they want to, because I know you guys like to play. So just play as long as you want. Please welcome Gary Sontum and Friends, and thank you all for coming tonight.
I don't know how it got called Gary Sontum and Friends, but that's I guess the mic's not on this one here. All right. Mm-hmm.
ready? Hit it. Pause for a moment. Are jumping and the cotton is high. Your daddy's rich and your mama's good looking. So hush, little baby. Don't you cry. One of these mornings, you're gonna rise up singing. Then you'll spread your wings, child, and you'll take to the sky. But till that morning, nothing's gonna harm you now. With daddy and mommy, standing by. Doo doo doo. Doo 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 doo. One of these mornings, you're gonna rise up singing.